Well, now there you come back again. Kansas City, half of that's in Kansas City, Kansas, and the other half is in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
That's a big city.
How about the one that's over on the river?
Well, that's the one that's in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
There's half, about half of Kansas City is Kansas City, Kansas, and the other half is Missouri.
Uh-huh. And I was thinking now of the big city that's over on the Mississippi River.
On the Mississippi?
It's in Missouri, too.
I wouldn't know just where.
St. Louis?
St. Louis, Missouri, uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, St. Louis, that's a big city.
And let's see, city up here north of Grove.
Southwest City? That's
no.
Just a small-like place.
I was thinking farther north.
Farther north? Miami?
Yeah, that's
Miami.
Do you watch baseball games and follow?
Oh, some.
You know where the...
I like to watch this wrestling. And
yeah, that's pleasant, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I set up sometime ever till 10:30. They will always get it over the TV on 10:30, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's quite interesting. They had one down at that little town, Siloam, the other night.
Oh.
It had a big crowd, and a couple of women wrestled, and a couple of men, and they had a big time.
I think television has helped wrestling a great deal.
Mm-hmm. Looks to me like it'd kill one another, don't it, you?
It does to me. Those people must be in real condition.
Oh, they're bound to be. Bound to be.
Now, what's the biggest church denomination in this area?
Well, now, I'll tell you this. I guess the Baptist. There's a certain, you know, there's two or three kinds of those Baptists.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one right out here, a nice church. You come right by it. Rock Veneer, right out here, just a mile.
Yeah, there's a new one going up.
Yes, well, there's a new one going up. That's the Church of God. That's this side of there. The other one's the other side on the south side road.
I noticed it.
Nice big building. Got a basement all under it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's the biggest church that we have here is a Baptist.
And if someone isn't a church member, and then he studies a while, and then he has become a church member, you say he's done what?
He's decided to join the church.
Uh-huh.
However, we have, I'll tell you over here, you brought that up now in our little community over here that we have lived right here for 47 years this spring and around here.
Uh-huh.
And most all the time we went over here to what we call a Union Sunday School. And the people there, they don't have any denomination at all. They just...
No denomination at all?
No denomination at all. We just have Sunday school every Sunday, church twice a month,
mm-hmm.
and everybody goes and just has a good time, and they don't have these joying up and down by what denomination and so on and so forth.
Well, we're better than you are.
I tell you, boy, listen, I tell you what, the Church of Christ has got a lot of scripture, oh boy, they have, but they'll just tell you right fine blank out, if you're not baptized, you're lost. Now, I wouldn't say that. Now, let me tell you, the Bible don't absolutely say that. The Bible plainly tells you you must be spiritually born again, but it don't, nowhere in it that you can find where it say you must be baptized again. I must be baptized. Now, I think I believe in baptism. I was baptized. But for me to, I'll tell you, here's a reasonable thing. Now, we've got people over here in this here church. It'll tell you every boy that went to the army in any of the wars that if he hadn't been baptized, regardless of how close a place he got into and made up his mind he's going to get killed and he'd like to get right to go on, he's lost because he wasn't baptized. Now, I wouldn't say that at all. You know, you're biting off too big a thing.
Yeah, how do you know?
That's right. How do you know? I wouldn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I believed it, I just wouldn't say that in that words. We had to, they've been a big meeting going on out here.